Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, I'll be on the Shogun, sorry.
You're going on a long range trip today.
I'm the guy right now, basically. Yeah, Renee, wait for me. I'll be there as soon as the show's over. Yeah.
Hey, Pete, just in case you didn't notice, you can't park behind the yellow barriers.
No parking, because you will be towed. Okay, all right. All right, I'll make sure. Lolly's actually going to drop me off.
Oh, smart man.
So, tomorrow's going to be a great show. You and Rick Rocket Rick and Corey Sandin with Captain Tim Extra,
who's literally getting off the boat today.
Yeah. And he'll be fresh back. So that'll be an awesome show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You better tune us in on the app because you'll get the latest from Guadalupe on your way to Guadalupe.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. Get all inside info. But great show today. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Island Tackle, talking about Tackle Day. 1 week from today, it's happening.
Yep. It's our biggest event of the year. Yeah. Lots of work. Our crew works their freaking butt off to make this happen, and we can't wait to have everybody come down. And it's like our... You can't call it an end of the season because we're still happening.
It's the middle of summer.
Yeah, it's towards the latter part of the season. Just it's a celebration of fishing and a great opportunity to get a killer deal on some fish and tackle.
Indeed.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, all right. And giving away a great prize.
Well, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, Doug so generously, one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Good anytime. You can use that thing tomorrow, or you can use it, if you're really smart, you'll use it on Tackle Day, extend that value out a little bit. But yeah, a $100 gift card going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And again, if you want to get through, been a very busy morning, always busy whenever Doug's on the show, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's your opportunity to get through to Let's Talk Hookup right now.
Indeed. All right, let's find out what's biting.
Time for the catch report. And today, our fishdope.com report. And I will say a big thanks to Jason of fishdope.com. Also donated 2 yearly memberships to fishdope.com for that Friends of Rollo raffle we're doing. Nice. So thanks to Jason. This fishdope report sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, and you can get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange, who also donated to the Friends of Rollo Raffle. So thanks
good
for Marine Exchange,
there.
Too. Hey, let's find out what's going on in the water. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, our Pacific Edge private boater buddy's on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Doug, great show today. It's having a blast listening to you guys.
Good time. More fun.
Hey, so our fine fall fishing continues, guys. It's just been a furious pace. Hasn't hardly slowed down at all. And just like you guys were saying earlier there, man, this has to be, without a doubt, one of the best Octobers of all time ever. There's so much going on. So I hit a few highlights here. At Catalina, a little bit slower on the yellow, that's fact. But there's still plenty of them around, and they will rebite. And most importantly is the fact there's plenty of squid around at that island now. It opens up lots of options. The sea bass will be on it soon. The local yellowfin tuna absolutely love that squid. And you can take it up to SBI to fish those big yellows that's been biting up there. And if you guys opt to take a road trip up towards SBI, make sure you stay on Tuna Watch. There's been some of that big bluefin up there between the West End and the Rock. You want to definitely keep an eye out for that. Some of my friends hooked some big ones up there, and they were not ready for what was biting. Now, about that tuna thing here, this last week has been just nothing short of crazy for late October fishing. Considering the volume of fish that's in this area right now, it's staggering. I mean, when you look at the total biomass that's in the Southern California Bight right now, can't ever hardly remember a time there's been this much tuna, especially in late October. But, you know, we've had that fish outside the 302, 371 down there for months. And this week outside the 9 and kind of up on the ridge there a little bit. Then the schools put on a hell of a show just outside of Dana Point up towards Newport over toward the 14, across to the Avalon Bank in there, scattered spots of breaking fish, mostly in the afternoons. And then the temperature break, it kind of goes along out to the west below the 277 heading out kind of toward the Mackerel Bank there. That's had quite a bit of fish on it, and it hooked even around up outside the backside of Catalina yesterday, yellowfin and bluefin both. It's just a ton of fish around right now. That's just awesome. Then outside Clemente, that big bluefin showed back up, you know, kind of went MIA for a little bit, but my friend Billy, I think his was 270 or something. I think there were some other nice ones caught out there. And then for the catch a week, without a doubt, I think a 211-pound yellowfin tuna
what?
On a cedar plug off
on
Long
plug.
Point. On a cedar plug off Long Point at Catalina Island. That's got to be the catch of the week. You know, and I talked to another customer in the store who was coming out of Newport a week or two ago, and he saw, you know, what he thought was porpoise, and he gets up and he gets a look. Straight cows and straight big sickles, another spot of that giant yellowfin that's like five
crazy.
Off of Newport.
Huh?
So
wow.
I've always found, guys, that with this fishing stuff, history tends to predict the future a little bit. So I'm thinking, remembering way back that you young guys don't remember, to 1984, we had the most spectacular November of all times ever, with a lot of that big yellowfin around. We didn't have this bluefin thing. We did have giant albacores. And November fishing, the bait was everywhere, just like we have now. There was very little bad weather in the forecast, just like we got right now. It's next to nothing coming, it looks like. I'm thinking our season is a long, long way from over.
Oh, I like the way you talk.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Keep that coming, buddy.
And, of course, Danny and the boys at fishdope.com will have all the information for you, whether it be 200-pound yellowfin off of Newport or,
right?
Or
swordfish on the 9 Mile Bank.
30-pound tuna right off the San Diego coast. It's all there at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You got to have fishdope.com, and you got to have Mark Wish. How do we find you?
Hey, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store, drink code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm going to go check around some of them areas tomorrow and see what we can dredge up.
Nice.
Like
go
it, buddy.
Get him, Mark.
Job, Mark.
Good luck.
Plan on hearing about a 200-pound yellowfin that you caught.
No, I want my 300-pound swordfish, dude.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go get him, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next Saturday live from Tackle Day.
Yeah.
You'll be calling us. Yeah.
Fantastic operation.
Yeah. All right. Talk about your 300-pound swordfish.
See you, Mark.
All right. See you, Mark.
All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego, Mission Bay, the home of C4 Sport Fishing, and our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Well, I mean, pretty much the same thing as the last few weeks here. You know, eventually it won't be a joke anymore, but right now it's still great fishing. And like Mark was just saying there, it doesn't look like it's slowing down at any point here. We have some great weather, especially if you want to get out of some of that really dry heat out east there. Definitely come down, come fishing. Those half-day trips, a lot of good bottom fishing, rockfish, other bottom fish. And that's been incredibly consistent the whole year. You know, with those rockfish, the reds, the whitefish, sheephead, sculpin, and mix of our stuff in there. Those full-day trips, still plugging away at those yellowfin and skipjack, occasional bluefin in there, but very consistent. A little slower day for some of the boats yesterday, but still we're catching yellowfin October 25th, 26th. It's very good fishing there. Those overnight trips and longer, still seeing those yellowfin. Some of the longer trips, a day and a half, 2 days, 2.5 days. Seeing some bluefin also, so nice mix of fish. And pretty much the same we've been talking about for now, like months here, great fishing, so definitely come out. C4thLanding.com, have our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, those overnights. Starting to see some longer trips in the mix there, and we're going to keep posting those trips and going out there as long as there's fish to catch and as long as you guys want to go fishing. You know, I'm sure at some point people get tired of catching yellowfin within that full day trip there, but hopefully
really?
Not soon.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've seen the people that show up to line up to go on to San Diego. I don't think they're going to be getting tired of that anytime soon, Marcos.
I mean, it's What can you do? It's such spectacular fishing on the full day.
Weather.
On the full day.
Oh, my gosh.
And the weather.
The weather's just spectacular. Yeah. Yeah. And I might mention, too, my good buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is now addicted to the restaurant there. Is it Roosters?
The Royal Rooster.
The Royal Rooster. He was just, he just raves, oh, my God, you got to come to the Royal Rooster. It's just like the best food ever.
Really?
They do a great job, but the one downside, there's no more Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah. Boycott.
One solution. Rick needs to come down here and eat and get another one. Maybe.
Yeah, I agree, buddy.
Well, I know Ron's a regular figure, but I'll have to come check it out.
I'm in too, but let me know. Yeah. Marcos, I just had to stop to think. I mean, you've been doing the reports on Let's Talk Cocoa for a long time, years and years and years. You remember what it used to be like when you'd call and talk about, oh, there's a little bit of yellow and some sculpin and some calico bass? I mean, for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. Oh, we had wide open yellowfin on the full day again today. Again, it's just been, it's crazy what has gone on this year. It's so much fun.
And when I had started, if I had said, hey, they're catching yellowfin on the San Diego full day, I'd be like, no, you mean yellowtail, and they caught six. Not 160 yellowfin. I was like, sure they did, Marcos.
Now that's just a Tuesday.
Right? Exactly, yeah.
We'll take it. Well, in the meantime, if somebody wants to come down to C4 Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
Few ways. Check the website, c4landing.com. Got our full schedule up there. You can make your reservations directly online. If you want to talk to us, have any questions, or just prefer to do it over the phone, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, say hi, check out the new restaurant, go petition for the Rock Cod Rick Breakfast Burrito version 2, and we'll get you guys out there fishing.
See you, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate that always. We'll look forward to talking next week, which I would guess will be another awesome report.
I agree.
Appreciate it, buddy. Hey, we're going to remind you that going to wrap up our catch report today. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a brand new hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? It was the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. It's a brand new hook, the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. It's available now with a solid ring or in just a standard hook. You can get it at selected tackle shops and get ready to get bit.
And speaking of Gamakatsu, are those on sale?
As a matter of fact, every hook in the store, no matter what package you buy, you can buy two, get one free. So
Come
in case
on.
You weren't a good 33% math student,
off.
Yeah, that's 33% off. But we've got a lot of actually very viable hooks. We went a little crazy and had so many hooks in our store that we've pared down, and we've got a lot of hooks outside in the outside booth that are like 80% off, 50% off, very viable hooks.
Legitimate
for certain
hooks.
Things. But we had to skinny a couple things down there because of all these new hooks that have come out. So if you want to stock up for like a Baja trip or, you know, a club or something like that, you know, raffle prizes or whatever, there's a bunch of really killer deals out in the parking lot on, you know, jigs and hooks and all kinds of stuff. I mean, everybody probably remembers those braid blackjack high-speed trolling jigs that all these yellowfin bite.
Mini Marauder style.
Exactly. Lure. Well, I mean, there's so many companies making those that for whatever reason, the braid ones sort of went out of favor. We got those for $5.
$5.
Get out of here.
And how much were they?
They were $19.95.
Wow.
Yeah, 75% off.
And all this is while supplies last.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go fast.
Yeah. I mentioned that. So get there early for the broadcast. Get going.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, the real closeout stuff, is outside, right?
Yeah, we put all the closeout stuff.
And that doesn't open until 9 o'clock.
Correct. I mean, it takes us from about 6 in the morning till about 8:30 to set up. As soon as we're done, we always have the ceremonial ribbon cutting, and everybody just flows into the booth. Yeah. I still think back to a few years ago. There was a rod that was within arm's reach. It was a jig stick.
It was a Seeker Alua. I remember it perfectly.
This guy said, you know, can I buy this now? He said, nope, not until the ribbon's cut. Can I hang on to it? I said, knock yourself out, buddy. He stood there for an hour hanging on to this jig stick, and the minute we cut the ribbon, he was the first guy in line and bought that jig stick.
But that's a lot of the closeouts, but the deals like the cigar and the hook deals and stuff, those are all inside. You can start that at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, inside and outside. I mean, buy one, get one free, fluorocarbon, cigar. We've got that inside and outside. But, yeah you can get there at 6 in the morning and start.
Just don't trip over Bill, our engineer's wires. Okay?
No.
The broadcast.
Not until after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I still can't believe, and it still trips me out, that you're doing cigar gold label.
I know.
Buy one, get one free.
I mean,
think about that. That's
wild.
Their premium line that they just just introduced at Fred Hall that you couldn't even get at a discount then, and you're getting it buy one, get one free in Tackle Days.
I know.
Pretty good deal, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I got three things. By chance, the screener didn't get my number, so when I win, I'll call the tackle department at Fisherman's Landing.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. And Rock Cod, you got married. How are you holding up?
So far, so good, buddy.
And he's okay, and Mike. He's got his wife, Mrs. Cod, on the phone
today.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
filling in for
Adam.
That's who you talk to. Filling in for Adam, who's out watching the Michigan game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So my question is regarding the seminar, the tackle day.
Yes.
How do I know? Is there a schedule or something I can find out? Because I typically get there at 6 o'clock in the morning. And if there's a seminar I wanted to see like at 1 o'clock. I could come back, but is there some way to find out the schedule for the seminars and the topics?
Yep. Go to BD Outdoors, click on forums. Tackle Day is anchored as the top forum. It shows the seminar schedule in there. Also, Western Outdoor News published it, so you can get it that way. I believe also we have it on our Instagram for Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Once you arrive at the event, we will have posters around the parking lot and in the tackle store, and as well we have flyer handouts for all the seminars. There are 9 seminars, 3 different times, and 3 different stages. And again, I think you heard, but I mean, every topic from swordfish to bluefin, bay bass tactics, hoop netting, big fish popper, you know, long-range Guadalupe, wahoo fishing on long range, local tuna tactics, you know, the art of smoking your fish. I mean, it just goes on, and the top guys in each field. I don't know that you're going to get an opportunity like this to, you know, these are quaint seminars. There's not, you know, 1,000 people there. There's, you know, 25 to maybe 100 people, and after the seminars, you can walk up and go in depth with questions. So, yeah, make sure that you check out which ones and strategize and, you know, if you're
going
to buy.
Are there multiple seminars going on at one time?
There's 3 times and 3 stages. So, yeah, you're going to have to pick and choose. We kind of stagger. We got the bay bass one at the same time as the Guadalupe one.
Okay.
You know, we got the lobster one at the same time as the swordfish one.
Okay.
So different people with different interests. You know, you're not going to be able to see them all. But
wait a minute. I have interest in all that.
Yes, you do. So, you're going to have
now what do you do?
You bring down your family members with a video camera. And then you have a party at night and watch all of them on TV.
Hey, all right.
9 hours. Of content.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you at the Let's Tackle Day 1 week from today, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of Instagram, Dallas, who's on the phones today for Adam, is doing a great job on our Instagram today.
Yeah, on the story. Yeah, that's always fun.
It's on the story. Mm-hmm. So if you click on the story on Instagram,
you can see the whole show. You can see into the studio, see Doug Kern talking tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, having fun.
All the video right there.
Yeah,
check
sure.
it out.
I hope
on
you
our
got
Instagram,
my good side.
Which is. You just search Let's Talk Hookup, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hookup 1090, I believe, is our Instagram handle.
I think
right?
it's just Let's Talk
Hookup.
It's underscores in between
okay,
everything.
I'm not sure.
But
we changed some around.
If you search Let's Talk Hookup, it'll pop right up. But yeah,
it's
Let's Talk Hookup with an underscore for a space.
Yeah, both Facebook and Instagram.
You got it.
Check it out. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Richard? He's calling us from Monrovia. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, my question for you guys, I busted a rod last week in Baja.
Oh.
It looks 789, which is a 6'6", super fast taper, either S or E glass, 15 to 50 pound rated. It was this really cool stick that had a really light tip, but it's a ton of backbone. What compares to that? And plus, the finish on it, I noticed, was getting thin. Can you re-resin a blank so it strengthens the blank about the 10 years of use?
Just out of curiosity, I didn't hear what model, what make that was. Was that a Pacific Stick 789?
A Fenwick. I mean,
I know that rod,
Fenwick
15
Pacific
to 50. I remember that rod. Super fast taper. I mean, think about it. That lasted use from the early 80s. What a great rod. It's a bummer that it's gone. Depending on the kind of fishing and what you're going to plan to do with that rod, 6'6" rods are not that common anymore because we do so much casting. And with the Spectra with no stretch, the longer rods have just become more popular. But I'm assuming that you might have used, you know, 30 and 40 on that rod. So, I mean, if you put it in CalStar terms, you know, you might be like a 700 medium heavy, 700 heavy, somewhere in that range. If you wanted to, you could even go up to a 7.5 foot rod or an 8 foot rod. As far as putting, recoating a blank, it mainly gives you cosmetic benefits, but it really doesn't strengthen the blank. Once you catch too many fish, which sounds like you had good success with that rod, the fibers underneath the resin start fracturing, and you'll see little white fracture marks. And it's only a matter of time before the rod breaks at that point. But, you know, a lot of guys just fish until they break, and that's fine. You know, it served its purpose. And
make it into a kite rod.
Then there you go, or a little gaff sometimes people make a rod into. But, yeah, it's time to get a nice new one. And certainly if you get a chance to get down to the tackle store, we can ask you a lot of questions about your style of fishing, what reel you're going to put on there, what pound test, where you go, what you catch, and we can dial you in with, you know, pretty much two or three or four really good options and different price points and manufacturers, and then you can kind of choose the one that just, you know, is calling your name there.
There you go, Richard. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you at Tackle Day next Saturday. Looking forward to it. Bart Hall, I'll bet he'll be at Tackle Day.
Hey.
Right, Bart?
Hi, Bart.
There he is.
Good morning. Of course I'm going to be at Tackle Day. As a matter of fact, this year, I normally get up at old dark 30 to get there about 8 o'clock to hear the last part of your show. But I'm coming down the night before because I don't want to miss a minute of it.
Nice.
That's great, Bart.
But, you know, I was supposed to call you last Sunday with a fish report, a fabulous fish report. But somebody had a damn wedding, and I might have had too much to drink, and I slept through the show.
Oh, man.
It was quite a celebration, and the Mai Tais will get you, Bart.
Yeah, those Mai Tais at the Valley High will sneak up on you.
What a beautiful wedding, Rick. I just got to tell you, your bride was gorgeous. You looked okay. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Rick on Rick with a suit on.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I couldn't believe it.
No, even bigger, Brandon with a suit on.
Hey, man.
And Neil,
yeah,
right?
we were dressed so far.
Styling.
Bart,
yeah,
that was
totally styling.
It meant a bunch for us to have you there, and we had a great party and a great time. It was a lot of fun. Best day of my whole life.
You did have a great party, and I had a lot of fun, too. Maybe too much. But I wanted to give you this fish report because 10 days ago, on the 16th of October, we were lucky enough to be able to be fishing on the Liberty. We went out the night before on the 15th. But the idea was we'd go out the night before because we'd chase down these fish that would be a long ways away. But Carlo, the skipper, said, no, we're going to just park at the bait receiver tonight because the fish are so close. What's the point of rocking on the ocean? So we partied till about 2, and then got up at 5:30, had breakfast, and went out. Our first fish we caught, there was 33 anglers, all industry people. We caught from 6:30 to 2, 165 yellowfish tuna. Limits of 5 for each. And then the additional 115 skipjack.
Oh,
big
geez.
One.
Wow.
How cool is that?
So then Tara was saying, well, we'll go see if we can find some bluefin because we limited out on the yellowfin. And then he came back on the radio and said, you know what? We have so many fish. We'll never get them cleaned before we get to the dock. So we're going to hit in real slow and give the crew time to clean the fish.
So, wow. That's so cool, buddy.
What a great day.
So great day.
And what a great boat to Liberty, huh?
Unbelievable. But I hadn't been on it since you did all the new upgrades, Doug. And Mike, it was great before. It's even better now.
Yeah, how about that galley? That is that's a long-range style galley. And with Sarah in there, it just doesn't get any better. I had somebody in the shop tell me, they said, you know, they went down in the bunkhouse and they heard you laughing and having fun and, you know, telling story. And it was like 2 in the morning. They said, oh, Bart's going to be hurting tomorrow. And then at 6 in the morning, he said he heard you up in the galley just as happy as could be. So you must have had a great time.
You know, because of my orthopedic problems, there's certain days on the water when it's not a lot of fun for me because it is rough. I don't have a lot of balance.
Yep.
But it was a beautiful day on a beautiful boat full of friends, and I couldn't have imagined a better day. I want to thank you and Frank and everybody. What a wonderful opportunity we have to with our special fleet in San Diego to go out on boats like this with these knowledgeable skippers and great crew. It's fantastic.
Well, we appreciate you supporting the boat too, Bart, and everything you do for the Fred Hall Show. Without you, it just wouldn't be the show that it is. So we appreciate it greatly, everything you do for our industry.
And we'll see you next Saturday at Tackle Day, Bart. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Avet, Calstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, MC Bates, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Shimano, United Composites, West Coast Marine, Wind Grips, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up in the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. Good times, Doug, in here this morning. Phones have been packed since before the show started.
Hey, Doug, 25 vendors will be there. Can you name them all?
I can name them all.
Okay.
Okay, we've got Accurate, Avet, Calstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser with their knot tying contest to benefit Rollo, MC Bates, Corey will be there, Mustad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix Rods, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, of course, Seeker, Shimano, thrilled to have United Composites as a new vendor, West Coast Marine with Parker Boats, and Wind Grips, and Fisherman's Processing. And, of course, we have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth out in the parking lot,
wow,
too.
Wow.
So it's the lineup.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a heck of a lineup.
That's all the top guys.
I always think, like, if a guy was wanting to, whatever, go buy a new rod for Guadalupe, like, you can go in the booth and talk to all the manufacturers. You can talk to United Composites. You can talk to Seeker. You can talk to Shimano. Then you can talk to CalStar.
And then you can talk to Frank Lopresti and Bill Cavanaugh,
exactly,
and Brandon Hayward.
You talk to every top manufacturer. Then you get to go pick the brains of, like, the top SoCal experts. Then you get to go pick the brains of the what I am certain is the best crew,
yes,
in the tackle business at Fisherman's, you know, inside. Then you get to buy the rod,
right,
at a huge discount. Like,
no.
I just think it's the, like, the most informed and best purchase a guy could make info and price.
You could go buy a rod from Rock Cod Rick for Guadalupe and then go fishing at Guadalupe with him on December,
you're right, yeah,
on December 7th on the Royal Polaris.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can't believe it. There's still 12 spots left on that. And so that's going to go. It's a definite go. It's going. It's a light load.
It's
on
a really light side load right now.
Yeah, so if you want to go fish with Rock on Rick, and certainly December 7th, they're going to be biting.
Well, and that's the time of year where the sharks kind of back off
away,
and you have a better catch ratio.
Yep.
I mean,
and we'll leave you a couple on the show.
That trip was designed for that exact,
yes,
reason, exactly what Doug's describing.
Yeah.
You know, that's when
it was prime time.
That's when the shark backs off, and that's when we tend to see the largest grade of fish,
uh-huh,
available at the island, too. So, yeah, we're
so
really looking forward to
be
that.
Be able to go with Rick and the gang on the Royal Polaris, Saturday, December 7th. You want to go, grab one of those spots.
No doubt.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And then also, Tim will be talking tomorrow on Let's Talk Hook Up about our fly down, fly back trips in Mazatlan, which I'm very excited for in January, the end of January there. Going to be good times there. 4-day fly down, fly backs on the Royal Star.
I know, nice. And there's been some really nice fish down, or, you know, in that area, you know, that area surrounding the Tres Marias, and, you know, the access to those islands is better than it ever had been,
yep,
before, you know, with the prison going away, there's better access, and there's just really good fishing to be had down there right now. So those trips are probably going to be the most boomer they've been,
oh, yeah,
yet. It's going to be really sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So check it out. Go with Rick in December. Go with me on a 4-day fly down, fly back on a Mazatlan. All our trips are on our trips page. Letstalkhookup.com on the trips page. Check out all the Alaska trips that we have opportunities, which most of them are sold out, but Kingfisher still has a few spots.
Couple of spots.
Yeah, a couple spots. Not much.
No.
Yeah. And then a lot of our spots get booked up. So book now is the whole key. So let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. How about Jonathan in Chula Vista up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Jonathan.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
What's up, Jonathan?
How you doing?
Doing all right. So I've been fortunate also to get out a couple trips. One of the trips, hopping the Liberty and Captain Annabelle, got us on the fish right away. I think we were limits for everybody on the boat by about noon, which was a great day, similar to the other story.
Wow, that's awesome.
So my favorite reel for these fish is the Trinidad 14.
Oh, perfect. Well, join the club.
But yes, some of these bigger yellowfin were, you know, I kind of wanted a little more drag on that reel. So I hear guys, talking about swapping out drags to those carbon drags. Do you know if I did that, would it give me a little more drag, something close to the 16, or what would you guys recommend with, getting a little more drag out of the 14?
It might give you a little bit more drag, but I mean, you're talking about a reel that you're probably putting, you know, 50-pound braided line on, and then you can put a 15, 20, 25-pound top shot. And you don't need all that much drag, and in my experience has been you can get enough drag to basically break 20 pounds. So if your drag is not buttoning down, it may have more grease on there than it should. And so, I mean, we've got a couple guys that can easily rectify that for you, but that reel should have plenty of drag, and if it doesn't, it just needs to be adjusted. But, yeah, if you want to put those drags in there, the smooth drags, we'd be glad to do that for you as well. And guys like both, you know.
Yeah.
I've always fished mine with the stock drags.
The D'Artagnan washers that come in that reel are real slick material, like Doug says, and it's a greased washer, but after you have caught a bunch of fish – you know, too much or not enough grease will, you know, will produce a, you know, a drag that's not the same silky smooth as it was when it was stock. So the Carbontex washers we do have in stock, and they will get you a touch more drag pressure, being a dry drag, or you can choose to put, you know, drag grease on that carbon fiber washer. Or a lot of times those stock drag washers can be taken out, cleaned, re-greased, and put right back into the reel, and you tend to have, you know, perfect effect. A lot of times you'll see a Trinidad, especially one that sounds like it got as much use as yours did. A lot of times a service can mean not replacing the drag washers, but just cleaning them, re-greasing them, putting them right back in, and being back to, you know, close to factory specs again.
Yeah, we're so spoiled with the reels now because we just ignore them for years. And it's like, you know, how come I'm not getting the proper amount of drag? Well, you fished it for five seasons, you know, time for a little TLC there.
Oh, really? Hey, Jonathan, they'll bring it down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They'll take care of it for you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Question, while we're on the subject of Trinidads and Shimano, what's the difference between a Trinidad and a Torium reel? Because I'm sure you guys get that question a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
other than price.
There's several differences, but probably the most notable difference would be the cold forged frame that they kind of invented years ago, and they use that like on their Talicas and their higher end reels. And then the way that they build the side plates to butt up against those cold forged frames. What it basically means is the reel has no minor torquing. Reel frames in the past actually would twist under pressure, and it would kill some of your direct cranking power. So the reels get a tremendous amount of direct cranking power. And I know when Trinidad first came out, you caught a 181 yellowfin on a reel the size of a Penn Jigmaster.
30, yeah.
And it was just unheard of at that point.
Yeah.
So you're going to get... you know,
that was on the Shogun.
Yeah, right. On a Raider.
So
probably that's the biggest difference. And I know there's internal differences that I may not, you know the exact, and maybe Rick does the whole technical differences. But you know, the castability is going to be slightly better. Definitely the direct cranking power is the big one. The drags.
So the Trinidad's going to be more powerful than the Torium?
Yes.
Is it noticeably more powerful?
I would say yes.
Really?
Especially under the highest amounts of load. You know, so when you're, you know, we've got a lot of drag pressure on the reel and the rod is fully loaded up, it's going to be, don't get me wrong, we are never saying anything negative about a Torium. It's an awesome reel.
It's a great reel.
But if you took a Trinidad and a Torium on the same rod and had the same load of pressure, it will be physically easier for you to turn the handle with a Trinidad than it will with a Torium.
And the benefits weren't quite as noticeable until we started catching 80-pound bluefin on a popper. You know, with maybe 50-pound test, now using heavier drag settings, you know, we used to go to the Coronados and catch a yellowtail. You wouldn't really notice the difference as much, although if the sea lion's chasing you and you want that cranking power, you do notice it. But, you know, when you get those heavier drag settings, bigger fish, that's where the Trinidad shines.
Trinidad has X-Ship, where the Torium doesn't. X-Ship is like a bearing-supported gear system. It basically allows for better gear alignment, and it gives you a little better longevity out of the gears. You know, you've got 0-degree misalignment from the gear, so everything is perfectly meshed, which is another thing that Trinidad, that Torium doesn't. So I feel like we're saying all these good things about Trinidad, which it is. It's the single best star drag reel, in my opinion, that's ever been made. But Torium is very close to that. You know, I mean, yes, there are differences to Trinidad and Torium. Absolutely, there are. But Torium is a fantastic option at the price point.
And their high efficiency gearing is the angle of the cut of the gear and the number of teeth that are engaged at one time. There's more teeth engaged, so it all goes down into that cranking power and being able to fight the fish more efficiently.
Now, I will say this: if your reel does need service, I brought my my Talica 16 in. It had something wrong with the shift knob.
Yeah,
Vince fixed it like in 5 minutes. He goes, "Oh, I know exactly what's going on. He's like, it needs a part, and so if you need work, I mean, you've got a great reel man."
Did he charge you $45?
I haven't got the bill yet.
It was so funny. Pete came in yesterday. He's getting ready to go to Guadalupe. We were BSing about tackle, and Vince, "Oh, I know what's wrong with that thing. Let me look at it real fast." And then we didn't realize he was doing it. Like, Pete and I were literally BSing about hooks, you know, like, "Oh, this is that new Gamakatsu hook," and we're talking about Spectra. And, like, he turns the corner, and, all right, dude, it's all done.
There,
like,
you go.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about opening the inside.
So he's your guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
We have three guys.
Three guys.
And they're all ace mechanics. Like, literally, in 39 years of doing this, this is the best real mechanics we've ever had.
Yeah, wow. We're in really good shape.
Pretty cool. Well, let's jump back in the phones. Talk about tackle day.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mark? Mark's calling us from Santee. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Mark.
We're good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm a type of guy that likes to do things myself. And I know you have the blanks on sale and you can wrap them and everything and put the eyes on them. But are you going to have any seminars on that day for doing that?
We unfortunately don't. It's a pretty difficult seminar to do. We're limited in time to 1 hour for the seminars, and that includes the question and answer period. And it's kind of a hands-on, you know, almost like a one-on-one. I mean, you could have a small group of four or five people, but, I mean, even just to teach somebody, you know, the very basics of how to start and finish a wrap, I mean, there's guide spacing, there's handle gluing, there's handle spacing, there's, you know, getting the guides on the spline. We used to give, back in the day, three-week seminars. They'd be three-hour sessions once a week. And that was barely enough just to touch on everything, you know, the finish, you know, not getting bubbles in your finish and how to make it look all pristine and nice. And there's so much to it. But with that said, we have that knowledge. And, you know, if you want to stop by the shop, we can definitely speed up your learning curve on that. There's also, I'm sure, some, you know, YouTube things that are pretty basic about how to start and finish a wrap. But, you know, a lot of the idiosyncrasies of the guide spacing and putting the guides on the proper part of the blank, you know, on the spline, and even selecting components so they all are matching so that you don't have an odd collection of components. So it's pretty in-depth.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. Rob in La Jolla is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Rob? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I tell you what, if you're not excited about going fishing, something's wrong.
Yeah,
wrong. Right, buddy.
Go play golf.
Awesome show today. You guys, I got a couple questions, but the first one is, are you going to have a casting contest down there tomorrow?
Yep, we've got the famous Shimano Surface Iron Casting Contest. We've got a lane that is in excess of 100 yards. I believe 2 years ago, the longest cast we've had as an official cast was 92 yards, and that is a bomber. Everybody says, oh, I cast 100 yards. No, you don't.
Yeah, you can test it out.
But we use the Tranx 500, a Terramar 98.
Everybody uses the same gear.
Same gear, same jig.
You can't bring your own.
We wrap the 7X Light Salus jig in bubble wrap and shrink tube so when it bounces off Pete's boat, it doesn't break the windshield.
it's a plastic boat anyway.
I know. Yeah. And then, you know, whoever casts the longest. So basically you get one warm-up cast that doesn't count, and then you get two official casts. And so, I mean, it's like being on stage, you know. I mean, you got to perform when it counts. It's absolutely free for the first round if you choose to do a second or third round. You pay $10 donation to Rollo, and you can do as many follow-up casts of three casts that you want. The longest cast is going to win a brand new in-the-box Tranx 500.
Sweet.
Second place gets a 98 Terramar jig stick, Shimano jig stick. Third place is a six-pack of surface irons hand-picked by Fisherman's Landing Tackle employees. So,
wow.
So actually, they're probably not going to swim that good, because if they find a good one, they're probably going to put it in there. No, I'm just kidding.
And so, there will be a perpetual trophy, not a perpetual, but a trophy, which is a custom laser engraved jig from our buddy Jeff at OCT.
Yeah.
He's
going to
make a first place trophy for the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Casting Contest.
One
winner,
cool
so.
Tuna.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that was really cool, Jeff.
Wow, that's really cool. So who's the best caster, Doug Curran? I'll ask you this question. Who's the best surface iron caster in Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
I mean, I have to be honest. I think it's Rick.
Okay.
Although, you know, he doesn't blow everybody out of the water. I mean, we did some casting the other day, and depending on the rod and reel that's in your hands.
Vince, really? Oh, yeah.
He bombed him out there. And
what, better than world's greatest fisherman, Brandon Bono?
Well, that's going to be the next thing.
He grew up, Vince, in San Diego, fishing bat rays, and it was always the Jigmaster and the 670 back in the day. And, you know, it's all about as far as you can chuck it. He's a very good long caster.
And, you know, it comes to a lot of different things, too. Rod and reel makes a big difference. Like, I do all of my fishing on a skiff, you know, yellowtail fishing on a skiff for the most part. So I like a long rod that's got some graphite in it. It's a little bit faster. When I cast that rod, I fish a CalStar 100 mag, and it's a snappier casting rod. Where Brandon does most of his fishing on a sport boat, he likes a CUI, which is a much longer, slower rod that you just cast those differently. You put that CUI on a skiff when you're running on bird schools, it doesn't cast half as good. You flip that around where you're on a sport boat where you can fully step into your rod and cast an 11-foot CUI, you're going to for sure get more distance than a snappy graphite 100 mag.
So here's what I was leading up to. So you said the biggest cast last year was 98 yards.
92
yards. How far is your biggest cast?
My best one that we had our rangefinder on was 103.
Wait a minute. So you outcasted the winner last year?
I had a lot of practice and a lot of opportunity and a lot of standing on the dock.
Can you win?
And I think we had a 10-foot rod.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Which makes
a big difference. This is a 9-foot rod.
It makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
You know, it's not going to be.
Well, maybe 10 yards.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. But, yeah, that's good. You should disguise yourself and go down there as not Rock Cod Rick and go down there and win the contest.
Hey, no, not Rock Cod Rick. My favorite thing about this is show up and cast. I mean, this is open to whoever. Crew member, captain, local first try. You make a good cast.
We have kids never cast, and they come up there, and they throw it out there 25 yards, but they were in the game. And the people that set up in the dock and watch weren't. So just come have fun.
And I will tell you, this contest has never been. There have been a lot of captains and crew members. Not one time have one of those guys been the winner.
Nope.
Good fisherman for sure, but just make a good cast and you got it.
Hey, Rob, we'll see you at Tackle Day next Saturday. Thanks for the call.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into them. Talk to Adam calling us from Murrieta this morning. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adam.
This is Maxwell also. I just got off the Condor yesterday morning, and I ended up meeting Doug and Rick out in the parking lot, helping him make some executive decisions about one of the cars that's been parked out front.
That's right. That was funny. Adam said tow him.
Exactly. It's going to get towed here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Been there 2 weeks. It's in Sean's booth from Fisherman's Processing. He had gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Well, it was good seeing you guys yesterday, and that trip that I was on the Condor, I actually won that trip from you guys at the beginning of the summer, so I finally took advantage of that, went out with Scott. Scott was captain of the boat, and my first time on the boat, and I really enjoyed it. That's a nice, low-riding boat, rode nice. It's fast when he wants it to be fast. I tell you what, he kicked that in the gear, and it really went. But the fishing for us wasn't as great. We did not hit that school that really wanted to go. We saw a lot of fish. We saw a ton of bait outside. But we just didn't have that school that wanted to eat.
Didn't hit that magic one.
Still had fun. Yep. I got a couple, so I came home with fish, so my family's happy.
There you go.
Had a real time, and I wanted to thank you guys, the Fisherman's Landing, and Scott. For the great trip.
That's awesome, man. And we'll see you at Tackle Day next Saturday. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's try and sneak in another one.
How about John from Huntington Beach up next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is, on the seminars next Saturday, are there going to be around the stages, like chairs set up so guys can sit and listen for an hour?
Yep. The main stage has 100 chairs. The two satellite stages, the Coronado stage and the Clemente stage, will have 25 or 30 chairs. And then also the Coronado stage is next to the Bill Poole Memorial, and there's seating around the cement barrier of that. So probably get 30 or 35 people on that stage. So, yes, there will definitely be seating.
And you can always go into the landing and buy a long-range kickback chair.
Well, we do have long-range kickback chairs. That's true.
Yeah. Long-range kickback chair.
It's like that folding camp chair.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
We got the ones that will support 350 pounds of weight because our fishermen tend to like to eat hearty on a long-range trip.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, so there's plenty of seating, and
absolutely.
It's first come, first serve. There's no reservations.
No, there's not. So if you know you want to see a certain one, you know, and you can, it's not that big an area. You can go over and look, and if it starts filling in, just grab yourself a seat a little bit early so you make sure to get a seat there.
Very good, John. We'll see you at Tackle Day next Saturday. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's got a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You stay tuned. Lots more good coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, that is going to Mark in Santee. Mark, congratulations. Can't wait to go on a little shopping spree.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks to Dallas, or Mrs. Maxa, she's known now, for manning the phones and while Adam's out watching Michigan. Hopefully they win for him.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Good luck out there, Adam, for sure. And, Doug, couple more real quick.
Okay, we're out of time, but basically every jig in the shop is buy two, get one free, 33% off. Our remaining stock on Cousins Rods.
What? 33% off?
Every jig.
Caddy 45, 7X Life, MC Swim Baits, Marlin Trolling Lures, Marauders.
Every lure, buy
DTX 200 minnows for Wahoo.
Really? The Nomad
DTX? Some of them are... There's a few that are buy one, get one free.
Holy mackerel.
Remaining Cousins rod stock, 50% off. We've got the Gill boots, first run boots. They're $39.95, regularly $89.95. We got a new extra tough blue shrimp boot that's 50% off at $19.95.
Oh my!
We've got hundreds of Okuma SCT rods, normally $199.95. They're $69.95. That's 65% off.
Holy mackerel!
You know, we mentioned so much today, and
yeah,
it's kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Go through the details on when it starts and all that. Real
yep,
quick.
We start, we kick off with Let's Talk Hookup at 7 in the morning until 9. Sit right there in front and ask a question and win a prize, hopefully.
Yep.
Outside, we start at 9 o'clock and go till 3, but the store is open for all the deals from 6 in the morning
until
6 at
night. And this is next Saturday, 1 week from today.
Yep, seminars, food,
fantastic
deals.
Time.
It's going to be great.
We'll see you there. Thanks. Great right. show. Thanks to Brian and, of course, Dallas for all the support of Let's Talk Hookup today. I'm headed for the Shogun. I'm out of here.
Yeah, see
for
ya.
6 days, I'll be back for Tackle Day.
Have
for
a great
live broadcast. And Rick will be here with Corey tomorrow morning. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.